The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, so you can listen to her then. Good morning, 7:06 here in the morning on the 23rd of April, a Thursday. And our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, here with Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Like your shirt there, Bad Bob.
Well, thank you. It's my Friday, so this is my Friday
shirt.
Are those three leaves,
is that a special kind of shirt? I mean, is that...
Not that I'm aware of.
It's not a marijuana shirt, is it?
No, the leaves are not jagged.
Oh, okay, got it. All right.
They don't have five petals and jagged edges.
No, okay, got it.
Mostly sunny for your Thursday, a high near 80 degrees. However, it's going to have some clouds thickening up and isolated showers and thunderstorms. Before 11 p.m., we could see some lightning around the area. Then it'll be partly sunny for your Friday and a high near 71. By the way, the overnight low will be 52. And then Friday starts with a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low around 49 on Friday night. Not a lot of rain out of this system, but it could get very intense if you happen to be underneath one of those thunderstorms. Right now in Reading, 59 degrees. The report is, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned business, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned. 365-3793 for Shasta Gas Propane. A big shout-out to Ruth Angel and her honey. They will be married 38 years tomorrow. 38
awesome
years.
Awesome for Angel.
Wow, I guess if you added mine up, I'd get close to that. Maybe not.
The composite score.
The composite score. I mean, do you go by composite score? Probably not. But
you can, Ruth, she won't.
Ruth Angel and her husband are such quality people. And Ruth, of course, does a show on Saturdays with Kurt Largent. And they get into, it's kind of like really wish you had a camera in the studio every so often. You watch them, punching each other and thumbing each other in the eye. So I like it, personally. Big shout out to Ruth and her hubby. Yeah, she's, like I said, good people. All right. We're going to have Congressman LaMalfa on today. A lot of things going on, of course. One of the things I want to talk, we want to talk about so many things. It's just, it's a lot of time. You don't even have time to do that. But I want to talk about, I went down to the Colt 45's stadium yesterday down there at Tiger Field. And Rick
Make
Bassetti,
your way through the indigency.
Oh, now I'm going to talk about that in a second, okay? Don't be stealing my thunder there, Bob. But Rick Bassetti's dream that he had, his vision, he had 3 years ago when he was talking about it here on the show and he was still mayor. But he was wanting to make that transition to civilian. So you should see it. If you have not gone down to see Tiger Field, go down there because it is just, the changes are just extraordinary. The stadium seating is in there, the cup holders, which for baseball games are very, very important. And they're raising the stands. They're putting in cement block platforms by a company here in town, and then they're going to raise the stands up above it, and you're going to have like 950 seats in there. And the plans for the future is to take them down along the third baseline with great seats there. This is really coming together.
And
they have already sold like 12,000 tickets already, and they're looking to sell 25,000. They are, and one of the things that Rick said, and this is interesting because, when you get to people that want to talk about non-support of things or people doing things with people doing things just for money, is that they could change the group that they're in or the association they're in. But Rick says, you know, right now we've got 40 nights of baseball here, and we've got 30 nonprofits that we help. 30 nonprofits that we help here, and if you go into this other association, we can't do that. We're going to be on the road all the time. So, you know, when you look at it like that, that, you know, because it's a nonprofit that they're doing here with the Colt 45s, and you got all these others that can come in here and they can make money and they can help what they're doing right here and using baseball, which is a great way to do it. And then coming to the other part that Bob kind of alluded to, and Trish Clark is on the line. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. How are you?
You're fine. Okay, I'm going to throw this out to you because I know you're going to really enjoy it. But I was down there at Tiger Field in South City Park here. And there are groups of people. There's one group that had to be 15 or 16 people that were out there smoking, medicinal herbs. And they were there. And then as I was leaving the park yesterday after talking to Rick Bassetti, and I'm driving out, you know what? I don't mean to be flippant about this, but it looked like the Walking Dead coming in. They were coming in from all over toward the park. I mean, there had to have been 60 or 70 at least walking into the park. I mean, all around in the library, in the park, all around there. I have never seen it like that. Maybe I haven't been down there at that time, but they're just coming in from all over. And I was just, you know, it was just amazing. But you, where are you today?
Well, I am in Paintsville, Kentucky.
Where?
Paintsville, Kentucky.
Paintsville?
Yeah, and let me just suffice it to say that sometimes tourism sites are not as depicted.
Oh, what was supposed to be there?
Really? Well, a lot more than is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so we're taking a down day and kind of cleaning the RV and doing some laundry and planning our next great adventure.
Well, how was Churchill?
That's all.
Yeah. How was Churchill Downs?
Oh, it was marvelous. I just, you know, you've watched something for so many years. I love the Kentucky Derby, and I never, ever miss watching it. Uh-huh. And to actually then be right there, and we were down in the barns, and we actually saw some of the horses that are contenders this year.
Uh-huh.
We're close enough to actually touch them as they came by on the track.
Uh-huh.
It was a thrill. I mean, it was absolutely one of the highlights. Of
well,
the
it's going to be run, what, next month in May, isn't it?
Yeah, first weekend in May. Yeah.
Well,
and it was an incredible experience. Really, really was.
I was there back in 1973. When Secretariat ran, I think it was 73.
Oh, my.
I was there in the infield with six other Marine lieutenants that we had driven from Virginia all the way over to up to Churchill Downs. We got there at 6 in the morning. We drove through the night and stopped at Bill and Emma's Bar, which is right outside. I don't know, maybe you found it. It was right outside, you know, Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
Is it still there? Okay. Well, we got we had a Polish sausage and a beer and waited for the waited for the Churchill Downs to open, and we went out, got in the infield, and that's the year the Secretariat ran. So it was a good day.
And at the infield now, I mean, those ticket seats, as they explained them, you're in there with 60,000 of your best friends.
Yeah.
And you can't actually see a horse. You can see a lot, but you can't actually see a horse.
If you run as fast as you can before the race starts and get up close to the entrance to the field, you can sometimes see them running by, which explains to you why after being out there for 4 hours and then of course the famous drink there, mint julep.
Mint julep.
Everybody's drinking mint julep. So then, now this was back in, like I said, 73. The bathrooms, you know, the men would just walk in because, you know, it's faster being a man. And the women's had lines. But then after a while, after like 3 mint juleps, the women were just, you know, these were unisex bathrooms.
In the men's room.
That was just unisex bath. You know, we broke that code a long time ago in Kentucky. So,
absolutely.
Anyway.
And it was so great. But the great thing about that is now they have this, and I forgot the dimensions. They now have this huge, huge screen. It's like, what did they say, the size of 5 NBA basketball fields?
Wow.
That's the size of the screen.
So you can see the race.
So all of, 60,000 plus people in the infield can now actually see the ring.
Yep. And then, you know, it's that.
Anyway, so.
And you know, see, you're missing. You could have dressed up and, you know, dressed with a big hat and sit out there and sip mint juleps.
Or you could be somebody very special and be able to sit in Millionaire's Row.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of nice, too. So, anyway.
Yeah. At any rate, so that was a great.
When you coming home, Trish?
Well, we're not coming home for a while yet. We haven't seen it all. Next week, we're going to be visiting our mutual friend in Connecticut.
Oh, well, good. You tell him we said hello. We're talking about Reversion Selma. And, yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen Reverge. And you might tell him.
So we're going to go over there next week. I will.
You might tell him that the guys, that the people that bought it, have just as much luck as he did.
Well, I'm afraid that you know, these people had a leg up because they had an opportunity to do it right and just move forward, and they haven't.
Yeah.
They haven't followed good advice.
This was not this. In this case, it wasn't the county's fault entirely.
It is. It is not at this point. Yeah. So, at any rate, we're just having a great time, but we miss you all and just want to keep checking in and keep
well,
you straight. Make sure that you know I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, I have a question. How are you sleeping out there?
I'm not as good as I do at home.
On
my sleep number bed. I mean, I'm that's the one thing, you know, a couple of things when you're traveling, and boy, the sleep number bed comes to mind every night.
I know. So, I mean, you know, I bet your sleep number setting to be different than it is at where you're at right now.
It absolutely is. Home, it'd be my nice 55, and I'd be sleeping like a baby. Now I toss and turn a lot because I don't have a sleep number in my RV.
Well, I tell you, I have a sleep number at my house. My sleep number setting is 40s, and Linda's is 45. And at Dual Air Technology, and now that new Sleep IQ technology tracks how you sleep and really helps. And right now, you can save $300 to $800 on a sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology, rated number one in the United States by Consumer Reports. Head on down to Target Shopping Center. That's where we go when Trish and she wants to buy something new down there, a pillow or whatever, and go see our sleep number stores down there. It's going to be great. It's a super down there. So that's the only part, though, about this whole trip that may be not 1,000% good.
That's exactly right. And one other thing I just have to mention, though, is, you know, Kentucky is, and I'm a Scotch drinker, but Kentucky is famous for their bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've had a little bit of fun just, you know, seeing what the other people drink. And we went through the Jim Beam, American Stillhouse.
Uh-huh.
What a fun thing that was.
Well, you know what?
Do just a tiny tasting. You know, you have to.
You know,
it's a must.
It's a must, and you know, you just taste until you kind of slide off your stool, and then. Trish, we miss
you.
So
we actually were able to bottle our own bottle.
Really?
Of 120 proof and put my fingerprint seal on the top of it.
Well, I hope you brought one back for one of your favorite people here.
Well, we bring samples.
Okay. All right. All right.
Okay.
Trish, thanks so much for calling in.
All right.
All right. We miss you. We love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Carl and the Bot. You know, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Top 100 hospitals 3 years in a row, top 50 cardiac units in the United States. And, you know, their whole method, everything they do is not just treating the disease, but pure treating people well. Shasta Regional Medical Center not only just helps people in emergencies and for non-emergencies, they help our community in so many ways. You know, when it comes to, you know, standing up and being there for people, Shasta Regional Medical Center puts their hearts out there because they treat people well, they treat our community well. Shasta Regional Medical Center, we'll be right back.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Carving station with prime rib and pork loin, plus a waffle and omelet station. Buffet includes snow crabs, steamed clams, grilled salmon, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $24.95, children $7.95. Kids under 6 eat free. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Resort and Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Element's Restaurant. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. Ask your server about our daily 777 specials and our nightly dinner specials. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Element's Restaurant offers something special for everyone. Log on to windriver.com. Dining is better on the river.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol. For all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight.
What? I wanted to share something with you that I saw on Monday. You were talking about the folks down in South City Park. When I went to the post office on Monday, I get out, and across from the United States Post Office in Redding, somebody had set up on the sidewalk a cardboard hooch. I'm not making that up. There was a foot sticking out from under the cardboard. And people were walking around this thing, and I'm going, this is Redding. This is downtown Redding. And there's somebody who has made their little dwelling on a public sidewalk because they can't. And it's getting worse. And they'll make their little campsites on the government property next to the post office because they can. They don't have the manpower to chase them out.
Well, here's the thing. The new sit-lie ordinance takes place real soon, and there's going to be a protest. They're going to do a sit-in at the next city council meeting at 6 p.m. on that Tuesday. You know, frankly, the sit-lie ordinance, it took them a long time to get up. Missy's been pushing this for a couple of years. We finally got it in. You know, the fact is that I don't know how they are going to enforce it, but at least they've got some teeth in something where they can enforce it. And if you give South City Park to the Colt 45s and their security team out there, they're going to keep that area clean and safe and locked up. I think that's a no-brainer to do that. Everybody's coming aboard on that. And they don't like the ideas that, oh, well, we're going to turn on the water on them. Well, here's this. You get 15 or 16 of these transients out there in a group at 3 o'clock in the morning. Security's trying to move them, and the next thing you know, security's hung up on the fence there. So what he does is he just turns on the lights in that area, and he turns on the water in that one area. And they're not supposed to be there anyway. They're trespassing. So, I mean, what are you going to call the cops? He won't show up, and he's not going to go do it. Or the security guard's not going to do it. Something will happen to him. So, I mean, what do you want people to do? I mean, you know, okay, then you guys are advocating this is too harsh. Then get your ass out there, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you move them. Oh, no, you're not going to do that. Better yet, how about taking them into your home? Oh, no, not going to do that either. So take a look at taking our city back. How about that? Take our city back. How about the idea that you can walk down the street and you don't have to step over people? I mean, what civilized nation does that? Now, how do you want to do it? You want to put them into little houses? Fine, do that. Do something, but get them off the streets. All right. I'm over that now. The vaccinations that are mandatory, buddy. What do you think about that?
I have mixed feelings on it.
This whole thing is based on that measles outbreak, you know, that started that affected 100 people in the United States and Mexico. Okay, can you say Mexico here? If we don't, you know. So what they're going to do is the Senate, and they're just so proud of themselves, they're beating their chest that says, oh, now you've got to have a vaccine. We don't care what you think as a parent. We don't care what you think on your religious. We don't care. We just don't care. You're going to get your kids vaccinated or you can't go to a public school. Now get this, or a private school. How can you keep, you know, okay, you can say anything you want. You want to send, you know, you want the kids to go to public schools. Okay, fine. Don't go to public schools. What if I want to go to a private Catholic school? Now you're saying my kids got to be vaccinated for that. Now, frankly, I have my kids vaccinated. That's not the thing. The point is now you're taking away any rights of a citizen of this country who has a child. Now you can add that on to the point you can take your daughter to a place and get her an abortion without telling you. If your child is gay or homosexual, that you can't have a counselor and you can't sit down and talk with your child about it. I'm not saying trying to change their mind, but you can't even talk to them about it because that's against the law. And now you've got this, that they take the education away from your child. Oh no, we said they could be homeschooled. All right. The thing is what is the bottom line on this. How many people are affected by this? I guess the point is, it's just the government leaning in one more time and saying that your religious beliefs or your beliefs don't count, and that we're going to keep your child out of school and we're going to keep your child out of private schools, which is even, you know, that's where you're paying your money. It costs the state nothing, you know, for the education. And we're just going to do that too.
You know, back to the vaccine thing, I really have a mixed bag on this.
Yeah.
As somebody was talking about in the chat room about requiring by law that girls who are reaching a certain age get the vaccine for the cervical cancer.
Yeah. Without a choice.
With no choice whatsoever. And makes a compelling argument, but I'm saying, okay, where do we draw the line? Who draws the line? It's a scary and slippery slope. I don't want people to die of horrible diseases. I certainly don't want to die of a horrible disease, nor do I wish to be lined up like I was on the first day of boot camp and pumped full of God knows what without being at least well informed as to what's going on.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people. I know some very bright people that don't believe in vaccinations. Now, I don't know if you can, you know, they just don't believe that in vaccinations. They think that they cause underlying problems. I don't know. I don't have a dog in that fight right now as far as kids go, but I do have a dog in the fight in thinking that, you know, that you can force people to do this, go against religion. To me, it's like a person who really truly believes that that the gay unions, gay marriage is wrong, does not fit into their faith and will not support it, that are being forced to have their business support this. And if it's a small business, it's them, that they're being forced to support the union of two gay of two gay people. And they truly, truly believe that this is wrong. I don't see how the government can force them into it, because it's not like just selling flowers for any occasion. This is – you are your company is represented there at this wedding. Oh, flowers and everything, or cake provided by, you know. So, I mean, it's like – it's not the same thing.
Well, in some cases, and let the marketplace decide. I mean, most restaurants say we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone.
That's right.
How long before that gets challenged? But some of these small businesses and medium-sized businesses are being targeted by lawyers who tell their partner, and this is the same thing that was going on with ADA, where they would target a business and say, "Oh, well, your bathroom's not compliant. We're going to sue you for $1 million," and businesses go under.
Either that or you pay us $50,000 and we won't sue.
That was the other thing. It was extortion.
That was a big thing. Yeah, it was extortion, but I think they passed laws about that one. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, another veteran-owned business right here in town with Espresso Joe, that you can get any type of coffee, latte, espresso, mocha, any of those at really reasonable prices. You don't have to take the kids' education fund and spend it for coffee. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with anything you could possibly imagine, from e-cigs to a finest walk-in humidor you're going to find, with very, very good cigars, top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. And by the way, Cigar Aficionado sent me some. A box of cigars. And I thought that how great of them to do that.
Don't Bogart that cigar,
yeah, well,
my friend.
Okay, got it. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts there, and these are great people, Joe and Shelley, just outstanding people. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:33 in the morning is the time. 54 degrees out there, possibly a thunderstorm coming. 605-4567. We come back, we're going to be talking music. We're going to be talking bike racing, the whole enchilada. We'll be right back.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 25 to 8 o'clock here on Thursday, the 23rd of April. 54 degrees out there. Could be a little thunderstorms later on today. 605-4567 is our phone number. I'm sitting here with Peggy Riebel and Jonathan Foster. We're talking about the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival that's coming this weekend. Peggy.
Yes, Carl.
What's happening?
Well, we have a great event. This is now our ninth year. It's taking place at Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park. And we have over 115 different exhibitors. And they're all coming there to celebrate Earth Day and also May as Watershed Awareness Month. And we're really excited this year because with the new police station construction, the Shasta Growers Farmers Market will be much more, much closer to all the rest of the festival. It's always been a part of it all these years, but now we get to be, you know, very close. They're right behind City Hall, and we're the festival exhibitors are right there with them. So it's going to be a wonderful event.
Okay, 115 exhibitors from everything from how to live more sustainably as individuals and as a community within our ecosystem. Better conserve our natural resources, foster support of local businesses, organizations, and community agencies.
That's right. And
are you having a slip and slide there?
We are not. Well, actually, wait a
not
second,
on purpose.
Carl.
Not on
we
purpose.
Are. Well, if we have the opportunity. You have an opportunity to be a salmon, and the friends of the Coleman Fish Hatchery will be there with a whole bunch of obstacles that the salmon have to face on their run from the Pacific Ocean all the way back up Battle Creek, and it's wonderful. So yes, in a lot of ways, you can get right down on your belly and slide your way home.
I do that sometimes anyway, though, Pick.
That's how
I just
you know.
Go from, I think, because we live close downtown, I just have to work my way up Placer.
That's right.
Which sometimes
with a lot of obstacles.
A lot of obstacles out there.
All right.
Okay, giveaways and information, delicious food from local restaurants.
Excellent,
and
yes.
You can get there free, too.
Yes, you can. And that's really exciting. We've been partnering with RABA for all these years, but they have a free event shuttle, a continuous shuttle that will be running from the downtown RABA terminal directly to City Hall, and it will be running every 15 or 20 minutes. And cool. There's also going to be another free shuttle that will be going for people that want to visit Cool April Nights at the Civic. So the same terminal will have two different shuttles. So both events people here in the community can get to all free. And by the way, all routes on RABA are free all day, no matter what you're doing. So it's a great chance to check out the clean, efficient system that we have.
That's right. Meet the other 10 people that ride.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to say is that we have the second annual Whole Earth Hustle. It's a community 5K fun run walk, and it benefits directly two of the great local nonprofits that do so much work on our wonderful trail system. Friends of the Reading Trails and Trails and Bikeways Council of Greater Reading are the recipients. Great t-shirts, great routes. It goes right from the Sculpture Park down into the brand new Henderson Open Space, which has really been worked on in this last year, and there's beautiful canopy. It's right along the Sacramento River, so that's really a fun thing to do.
We were talking about trails with the superintendent of the Whiskey Town the other day.
Yes.
And if you're looking for maps of these trails, you can just head on down to Turtle Bay, and into the cafe there, or the place you can get coffee, and there at the Welcome Center,
yes.
they have trail maps of everything around here. You don't have to go all the way out to Whiskey Town. Just go in there and just say, hey, I'd like to have a trail map, and you can see where all of them are.
Yeah, it is great.
Now, Jonathan Foster is with us here. And, Jonathan, yes. You're going to be part of the groups there that we're going to have two stages with live music and performances.
Yeah, good morning, Carl, and thanks for all the info, Peggy. The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival is gracious enough, and Peggy and her staff, to invite Miracle Mile Records to perform present our artists on one of the stages. And we're a brand new independent record label located here in Reading, focusing on the works of independent artists and their recordings. And so I'm going to run down the schedule really quick, starting
sure.
at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 25th at City Hall. Like Peggy had mentioned, we have the festival opening with the Native American Blessing at 10:15. We have the Intertribal Council Youth Dancers. And then we have our first featured music of the day with a short set from the Nick Champy Band. And then around 11:10, we have Marvin and Marcy Allen doing a duo. And then at noon, myself, I'm with a full band at 12 o'clock noon, and that's Jonathan Foster for all of you keeping track at home. At 1 o'clock, we have
on local your scorecards.
At 1 o'clock, we have the Jim Dyer Band, which would be great to see them out this spring. And at 2 o'clock, we have an intermission with the Wicked Wahine's dance troupe.
Yes, who are fabulous.
And we're looking forward to that. Then we shift back to the music, and we get a full set from Nick Champy Band. After the morning set. And then starting around 3:15, we'll have a songwriter showcase to close us, okay. take us into the 4 o'clock hour where the festival closes. It should be a really great day. And I know there's a lot going on in Reading that day, but make sure you stop in and say hello.
Well, like you said, it's the ninth year. It's at Reading City Hall in Sculpture Park. This Saturday, it's going to have over 115 exhibitors. It's going to have music all day long. Children's Zone, Watershed
great.
Passport
mm-hmm.
Program, featuring, and they're going to have young innovators and entrepreneurs,
yes.
local artists. You got it all here, Peggy.
We really have it all. And we actually also have a new feature. It's the Whole Earth Walkabout. And it's easy to do, and there's prizes, but it gets you all around the festival. Because one of the greatest things about this particular event is that we have so many businesses, nonprofits, government agencies, educators, community organizations all coming together in one place at one time. And, you know, we have a lot of great organizations and people working to make this area so wonderful to live in. And so it's really nice to be able to get around and talk to these different people and see what they're doing.
It is. Okay, this Saturday?
Yep.
Weather's looking great.
It does.
Yeah,
it looks super
here.
For more, if you have questions, give Peggy a call at 243-2403. And this is a great time. It sounds like a great great event.
Yeah, visit WholeEarthAndWatershedFestival.org.
There you go. And you know what? We need Jonathan to talk some more about at some point about your new record label that's new right here in town. You all do recordings and all that stuff, huh?
We have
studios?
Yeah, we have a partnership with After Hours Recorders here in Reading. And also we have a sponsor list that we're growing. This is our growth year. We just started in January. We'd love to come and talk to you about it again.
Sure, we'll have Linda get with you. I know she's got a lot of contacts too.
Fantastic.
Okay, all right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl. We really appreciate
you. You bet. And it's going to be a great time this weekend.
Yes, it will.
Okay,
thank
we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're talking about sex trafficking. We'll be right back.
Rodeo Week is quickly approaching, and the festivities start with the Biggest Little Steak Feed Under the Stars, happening May 9th, 2015. Gates open at 5:30 to dinner, dancing, and live entertainment by The Billies. Tickets are available now for the Steak Feed and the Reading Rodeo. Grab them at readingrodeo.com or stop in to the Rodeo box office.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:43 in the morning, 54 degrees, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. If you want estate jewelry, you want any type of jewelry that's beautiful, well-priced, and well worth the money, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard and his associates will show you anything you could possibly imagine that is beautiful, reasonably priced, and he's got it all. Get back in that safe with him. You want the big stuff. Leonard does a lot for our community. He donated a diamond necklace for a blood drive just last week. Great people there. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. You know, I'm sitting here today, you know, with all these things that are going on this weekend, Cool April Nights, Watershed Festivals. I mean, just there's so many things going on. Sometimes there's a darker part that is also going on. And in this case, the sex trafficking trade. So I'm here with Suzanne and Ryan Russell, and good morning, and thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
So there's a downturn to all this great times everybody's having. Is that right, Suzanne?
That's right. Anytime a big event comes into a town, let's just take the Super Bowl, for example, the demand for commercial sex goes up. And along with that demand, just like any other business, a supply has to go up too. So we're looking at an event that brings in people from all over the state, even outside of our state. And so the demand for sex trafficking goes up, and traffickers will bring in people to be trafficked into our area.
I know it's funny. Chief Rob Poletti was said a couple years ago, he says, prostitution's up. And people go, well, why? And he goes, there's a demand. Obviously, there's a demand. In fact, we busted some people here, I think this was last year, for pandering. They brought a 16-year-old girl up here. Now, you have an organization. Is that correct?
Yeah, we are from the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition. We're based here in Reading. And we are just addressing all facets of trafficking, why it happens here, how it happens here, and trying to do something about it by bringing the community around the table. And in fact, I would love to change Robert Poletti's mind about using the word prostitute, because that just is a label that fighting that.
Okay. Why?
Because anytime you label this crime with and just call it prostitution, it gives the impression that the woman made a choice, and it's dehumanizing. And really, if we change our mindsets and start to look at these people, these women and children, as victims, everything would change in how we approach this crime.
Yeah. Okay. And Ryan, you are also a member of the group?
Yes. We are, yeah. And it's the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition.
Right.
There's about 5 of us when we kind of started it a couple years ago.
Well, why'd you start it? I mean, what started you to, well, are you all associated with Bethel? I mean,
no.
It's okay if you are. I mean, because Bethel also has a big anti-sex trafficking group here. Mm-hmm. And Cameron Gamble, I don't know if you know Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know Cameron. So because he has the school about how to kind of like fight back and what happens if you're taken, and he does those things. So, I mean, I think what you're doing is just fabulous. But how did you start on this?
Well, we looked at Reading and we saw that there was a need here that no one was really addressing it holistically. And we knew certain people in the area that were trying to do something. So we wanted to get everyone around the same table and actually address the problem here and bring awareness to the community that it actually does happen here, that it doesn't just happen in Cambodia or in New York
or
the Bay Area or anywhere else but a small town like Reading. So we wanted to really hit it hard here and eradicate it here.
Well, is it true that, you know, because we're on the main drug routes and the main line of communication is one of the reasons it's so easy that sex slavery and sex trafficking, they just move people up and down the road here. I think we're a stopping off point. We're moving people west and not west, but east and north and south.
Exactly. Yeah. The connection with us to Sacramento and to Reno and then up to Portland, a lot of people are passing through unnoticed, and that allows trafficking to happen under the radar quite a bit here in this area.
You know, I haven't asked this question before, so forgive me. But you see on TV these shows like Cat House and, you know, these about women working in houses of prostitution in Reno, mm-hmm. Nevada. And it makes it I can't say it makes it look glamorous, but, I mean, it's on the TV and you see these things. What do you think when you see that?
I think it's such a shame because we're teaching young, impressionable girls that being objectified is something to strive for. And that living that kind of life and having that kind of title is something to be proud of when really, you know, it's a TV show. I don't think it's realistic. And if you were to ask, like we've asked, women that are in prostitution, trafficking, if they want out, 9 times out of 10, they want out. They don't know how they got there. Their family, their childhood situation put them in this, really. Things that they went through as a kid got them to where they are at.
Can you see a kid that's 15 and say, yep, she's on her way or he's on his way?
Yeah.
I think there's signs that exist that would say, yeah, that person is definitely vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Like what? What are some of the signs? Would you say? I mean, is it like being cut off, like from family, and so they feel isolated? I mean, things like that. That to me seems like that would be one.
Yeah, absent parents, drug and alcohol use, poverty, kids that aren't having to go to school, kids that, you know, the foster care system, just mm-hmm. they don't get a lot of love or attention or affirmation at home. And if you look at Reading, we do have a really big problem. Just with the homelessness, with the foster care system being overloaded. We have a huge vulnerable population of young adults here and kids that could very well be manipulated into going into trafficking. So those are some of the signs, some of the signs, factors. Yeah.
You know, and people don't think because you're from a small town that, oh, no, everything's okay here. But indeed, it's not okay.
Right.
So it's one of the, you know, it's one of those things that you try and stay up on. But the reason I had you all on today is because of specific that came out from you all with the Calypso Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And this. And there's also signs, too. If something mm-hmm. illicit's going on, can you talk about that?
Yeah, some of the signs that you can look for just right away are if a woman is dressed kind of what I said in my email was scantily clad. You know, that's the appropriate way of putting it.
In an advertising way.
Yeah.
Which is hard to tell sometimes.
Hard to tell what age Reading, people are, you know, when they're dressed like that. It's hard to tell if someone's 16 or 25.
Yeah.
So someone who, you know, a female who is dressed like that, who's just with a group of guys, maybe she doesn't have control over her own belongings or where she's going and how she's getting there. Maybe not looking at you, looking down at the ground a lot. Maybe she looks kind of beat up a little bit if she's been abused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not carrying a lot of belongings, not having your own car, going in and out of the same hotel, or just being held in one hotel.
Well, wouldn't like hotel managers be noticing this kind of stuff?
And
mm-hmm. are they any help at all, or are they just getting paid off?
You know,
it's a tough situation because we don't want to say that we want hotel owners to have business and they're about, you know, filling their hotels, especially on a weekend like this. It's good business. I think that probably they notice certain things, but it really depends. Some probably shoo it away if they notice, and some don't pay attention.
Don't pay attention, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get that $150 a night.
Yeah.
Okay. I just found this interesting when I saw it, and I wanted to have you all on because
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
And I'd like, you know, frankly, I'd like to get all of you know, your coalition and other people together at one time
mm-hmm.
on a show, and let's just talk about sex trafficking because it's big, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, I wonder how many missing children you see out there.
Yeah,
have been taken.
Exactly, and that's when I first got involved with this. That's what I thought when I started to see those missing posters.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of them differently than I used to.
Yeah, you know, you just thought they're just runaways or something.
Yeah, but now I'm like, oh, that's probably a trafficking victim, or it's very likely that it is.
Well, how long have you lived here in Redding?
We both grew up here.
Oh, okay.
So we moved away for 8 years or so and moved back a few years ago.
Where'd y'all move to?
I was in Los Angeles for a while for school.
I was in the Sacramento area.
All right. Mm-hmm. And now you're back together.
Yeah.
In here.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you do anything besides this?
We do a few things.
Well, this is a very, you know, lofty goals and all that, but you have to pay the bills, right? So
yeah. I'm an architect here in town.
All right.
Yeah, working on my own. And
yeah, I'm a hairstylist locally. I own a line of hair extensions, so I hang out with women and make them feel beautiful all day.
There you go. Yeah. Wait a minute. Is this a my wife had hair extensions. She just loved them.
Oh, yeah. I may know her.
You may know her. She works. She got them down at La Di Da.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, I don't know that. Okay, going back to this though. Now, what can people do to make sure is that we try to keep this out of our city, sex trafficking?
I would say number one thing is educate yourself. There's a really great website, a national human trafficking website called PolarisProject.org. You can go on there and learn all about the signs to look for. And then immediately, if you ever see anything, just call the police. Right off the bat, call the police, even if you don't know for sure, because the more calls they get about this, the more they'll have to open their eyes to it.
You know, I'm thinking now, because I've lived here for 8 years now, and I've been places where prostitution is rampant. I mean, 14th Street in D.C. and these places, and I mean other places. I mean, you're driving by, and now as I think back on it, there may have been a couple of times I actually saw people, saw girls out there. But in the place that the place that's kind of obvious is where you're going down California Street and you make that turn, and you're heading down. And you're kind of like going toward. Where Lulu's is down there, and there's those hotels down there.
Yep.
They're just, you know, now that I think about it, there's been a couple of times that I've seen people out there that seemed, you know, not like they belong in that area right there.
And we know of people that have been solicited on that street right there, right where you're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've seen it as well.
What do you do to, when you go up to them, I mean, do you literally take them sometimes, put them in your car and drive away?
No, that's really not safe.
That's because they're pimps around or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them, they're panderer.
Yeah.
Standing there waiting for something like this to happen.
Yeah, it's potentially a dangerous situation. Those guys are running a business, and they see that as you tampering with their business.
Their merchandise.
Yeah. And
you're shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're messing with their
income. It can be dangerous. So that said, the best thing for
a
citizen to do is to call the cops if they see something that looks like one of these signs, especially on a weekend like this as we're enjoying the parade and, you know, the show. If we see anything that doesn't feel right in this sense, then we need to call the cops.
And you know what we would probably do if we saw something that we felt like was trafficking? We would probably just go up and say, you know, there are resources for you. There is a way out. And
hand them something like a pamphlet or something.
Yeah, like a little card with a phone number on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad. You know, I hate to think this because most of the people it affects, you know, and you get these things like Pretty Woman, which, I mean, you know, what a stupid movie that was.
Right.
Here's a prostitute and her life's good and you end up marrying this multimillionaire. Wrong. You end up in some alley with needle holes in you.
Beat
up and raped numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when I see this, it's because once these kids are picked up, they feel alone, and the pimp comes in there and gets on their side. And, I'm going to protect you and love you and all this, and then the abuse that goes on after that. I mean, it's just so sad.
It is.
Okay, how do people get a hold of you?
So we have a website.
Okay.
Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition. So it's ncatcoalition.org.
Okay.
And then we have, I think our email is on there.
Yeah, we
have
a
Facebook
email
page?
Address. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a Facebook page as well. You can look up NCAT Coalition as well.
Okay, well, when you get home or get on your Facebook, go to Free Fire Radio and like it. And we'll put it up there.
Cool.
Okay.
Like this, because this is something that it usually affects younger people too.
Yeah.
Right.
The average
you don't
age.
See your, oh, yeah. You don't see like 40-year-olds being, you know, co-opted into prostitution.
It still happens at an older age, or it continues through to an older age, but it's the average age it starts at is 13.
Well, I know 13.
Yeah, it's very young. So we're doing our best to get into schools as well and educate children.
Are they allowing y'all into schools or people into schools to talk about this?
Definitely.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
I'm glad to hear that.
We have
a very
open door.
Suzanne and Ryan Russell from the Northern California Coalition for
Anti-Trafficking
Coalition. Okay. Thanks for coming by today.
Thanks so much for having us.
If you've got anything else going, like you're having like a fundraiser, I shouldn't say fundraiser, but, you know, an awareness meeting, make sure you give us a call.
Okay.
And we'll come back so we can get this word out on it.
Great.
Okay?
Thanks.
You bet. All right. Hey, when we come back, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be our guest, and he'll be calling in about 8:05. Thursday, and Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. I'm sure you'll have a great time with her. She's got all types of giveaways and guests. We'll be right back. The time is 8 o'clock on Thursday, the 23rd of April.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Obama is offering his deepest apologies for the deaths of an American hostage, Warren Weinstein, and Italian hostage Giovanni Laporto, who were killed in a counterterrorism drone strike earlier this year.
As president and as commander-in-chief, I take full responsibility for all our counterterrorism operations, including the one that inadvertently took the lives of Warren and Giovanni.
In a White House statement this past hour, the president said U.S. intelligence was unaware that the hostages were being held at the Al-Qaeda compound that was being targeted in Pakistan.
It is a cruel and bitter truth that in the fog of war generally, and our fight against terrorists specifically, mistakes, sometimes deadly mistakes, can occur.
The president said the mission was fully consistent with guidelines for conducting counterterror missions in the region. Former CIA Director David Petraeus is being sentenced in federal court in North Carolina today for sharing military secrets with his biographer. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate votes this afternoon on the long-stalled Attorney General nomination of Loretta Lynch. SRN's Linda Kenyon reports Lynch is set to become the first ever black female attorney general.
Loretta Lynch is currently the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York. She has been involved in a number of high-profile cases, including the indictment of New York Representative Michael Grimm on fraud charges. The 55-year-old Lynch has also served as U.S. attorney under the Clinton administration.
European Union leaders are trying to come to grips with a growing crisis involving migrants fleeing from conflict and violence. Officials are gathering for a summit today in Brussels. Meanwhile, the lawyer for the suspected captain of the smuggler ship that capsized in the Mediterranean's worst migrant disaster says his client was a regular paying passenger like everyone else on board. This is SRN News.
Go deeper into the scripture behind the story of NBC's epic television event, AD, The Bible Continues. Dr. David Jeremiah chronicles the struggles of Christ's disciples following the resurrection, while painting a magnificent portrait of the political and religious upheaval that led to the formation of the early church. Complete with helpful background information about the characters, culture, and traditions of the era, AD, The Bible Continues, The Revolution That Changed the World, is an action-packed read exploring one of the most significant chapters in world history. Read the first chapter now at adthebooks.com.
I love coming to Mathnasium.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense to kids. Your child will leap ahead, whether starting out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. Now enrolling for summer and year-round. Call now for a free parent pack. 844-799-4999. 844-799-4999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-4999.
U.S. officials have returned dozens of illegally smuggled artifacts to Egypt, including a Greco-Roman-style Egyptian sarcophagus.
The items were repatriated to Egyptian officials Wednesday at the National Geographic Society in Washington. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said its investigation has identified a criminal network that smuggled and imported more than 7,000 artifacts from around the world. U.S. officials say the sarcophagus was recovered in 2009 from a garage in Brooklyn, New York. A year later, Border Patrol agents seized a funerary boat model, figurines, and other goods at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Keith Peters, SRN News, Washington.
Hearings continue here in Washington on John Hinckley Jr.'s request to leave a mental hospital for good and live full-time with his mother in Virginia. In 1981, Hinckley tried to assassinate then-President Ronald Reagan. This is SRN News. A SkyWest Airlines flight from Chicago to Connecticut was anything but routine. The plane made an emergency landing yesterday after three people aboard lost consciousness when the plane rapidly descended.
The flight went from 37,000 feet to 10,000 feet. It continued at a lower altitude until it landed at Buffalo Airport.
That's FlightAware.com CEO Daniel Baker. There were 75 passengers on the plane. No one was hospitalized. Also in the skies yesterday, a Newark-bound Delta flight was diverted to Boston after it hit severe turbulence. This passenger spoke with WABC-TV.
All I could tell you is I was holding on to my Bible. And, thank God we're alive.
Two passengers were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Others were sickened by the turbulence. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course, at 6 p.m. We've got a lot of things going there. Music, giveaways, all types of stuff. Good morning, my friends at Free Fire Radio. Give us a call at 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, Craig in the chat room has got high Bob here and high hover. He's floating around. We have a new intern who's got him by the ankle, trying to keep him from floating out the door. He's so puffed up.
Okay, are all cops perfect? Absolutely not. But I like to. But I know these two gentlemen, the two gentlemen in question personally. And no, that dog is not hunting that there would be something deliberate
happening.
Hey, Craig,
you really got to him. And Sylvie, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Sunny and all everybody on our chat room. Jarhead. Hello, Jarhead. It just walked in. It just came in on the chat room, too. What's the weather look like? Just tell everybody
suppose
here. 8:07 in the morning.
Here, yes. 64 degrees in downtown Reading right now, and we're going to see a high near 80 under sunny skies. North winds out of the through the afternoon. Then a little change this evening. Isolated showers and thunderstorms mostly before 11. It'll be then mostly cloudy with a low around 52. And not a lot of rain out of this thing, unless you happen to be right under one of those clouds, in which case you'll probably see a fair amount. Sunny for your Friday, the high near 71, but Friday night we'll see a 40% chance of rain. And as I said, 64 in Reading right now with this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, veteran-owned business, locally owned, of course, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793, and Chuck Kinney is getting a huge honor here. Gosh, on the 6th of May at the California Employment Awards for what he's done in hiring veterans at the 2015 California Employer Advisory Council, SEAC conference. It's going to be down at the Gaia Hotel. And speaking of things, on May 7th, my friends, come on down and join Linda and I at Elements Lounge in Wind River. Of course, it's non-smoking down there. And the Element Lounge has Linda with her band, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. And you're going to have a great time from 7 to 9. You can dance. You can You can just sit there and enjoy the groovy music. Is that right? Groovy? You know, for that type of music, jazz.
It's groovy, baby.
Hey, from 7 to 9, and it's, you know, get there a little bit early and have some one of their wonderful dinners. I mean, steak and lobster for $21. Come on. I've had that every time, and it's been outstanding. Let's give us some reservations. Join us down there because it's, you know, it's a relatively you can get about, I guess 100 and something people in there, but the great seats are up front. Give them a call at 243-3377, Elements Lounge, 243-3377, and ask for Romance on the River on May 7th. And join us down there and have a great time. Okay, we're waiting for Congressman Doug LaMalfa to give us a call. Yeah, he's not on the line, is he?
He is not on the line, and it's quite possible. Things sort of change. I imagine in D.C., I mean, you can get yanked out. We saw this in Sacramento. You can get yanked into a committee or out for a vote, and the leadership says, show up now, and you go running over there, and I'm not even sure where his office is in D.C. So who knows how far from the Capitol building he is.
Well, I imagine they're all right there. Well, but it doesn't, I don't think it takes them that long to get to the to get back to their to walking into the place. You know, okay, let's talk about a few other things while we're waiting here. We can talk about how about this? The ex-CIA director.
Petraeus. Yeah.
Ex-four-star general. The guy was a hero, you know, did all these things. And what's happened is he's going to be sentenced here today or tomorrow. And I think it's today for unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents. What do you think about that?
Pretty serious stuff.
Yeah. Now, this could have been years and years in jail. But he was sentenced for unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents that he made available to his biographer and mistress.
Talk about pillow talk.
Anyway, on something like that, when I see things like that, then I have to think about, I'm sorry, but he's getting punished. His life is over as we know it. His career is over. I mean, he's tarnished. You know, he'll go on to other things, and, you know, people pay him lots of money and whatever. But for other military professionals, you know, he's dishonored.
Yeah.
He's dishonored himself. He's dishonored the uniform. He's dishonored the rank for what he did. He let his personal life, his sexual life, override his common sense. And you know what? And they're saying, oh, well, you know, how many other people take classified documents home? A lot of people do. If you have access to classified documents, I will bet you that 90% or more of the people end up taking them and or moving them in a manner not prescribed. I can just tell you that, in a manner not prescribed. They may put them in a folder that they throw into a briefcase that they walk to the next building with. Guess what? That's not the way you do it. You have to put it into an envelope. You have to mark it. It has to be marked classified. And it's all that stuff. It's got to be a locked container. Hmm. You've got to, you know, when you're walking. But if you just toss it into a briefcase to walk to the building next to you in a classified compound,
yeah. You
can get in trouble with that. So, but what he did, he went beyond that.
Well, back to what you dealt with a lot of very high-level military officers during your time at the Pentagon and elsewhere. Is when you start reaching a certain level, does the potential for hubris become that powerful that you're in such a position that you start feeling as if you are achieving certain immunities that nobody can touch you. You can do almost anything you feel like. Is that a dangerous trap to fall into when you hit a certain level?
I think it's not just – I don't think it's just generals. And I think it's also congressmen, as we've been proven, by a guy that sends pictures of his wiener everywhere. Pictures of wiener, remember him?
You know, Anthony. Yes.
Anthony Wiener, he went everywhere. What about the guy running for president who says, if you can take a picture of me doing something wrong, you do it. And they got a photo of him with a girl on his lap on a boat called Monkey Business. Remember
that one? Oh, who was
okay,
that?
How about that? Yeah. How about Joe Biden, you know, who cheated or who plagiarized his masters? I mean, these people – how about the governor of New York?
Yeah.
Who was going down and meeting his mistress – And he had a state patrolman, New York State Patrolman. What about Schwarzenegger? All these people. It's not just
now
the military.
You listen to me.
No, but it's. How about President Clinton? Is that the? I mean, that's got to be the biggest one. The one that he thinks he can't be touched because of where they are. That the government or the people owe him this chance to be a total jerk. So when you see something like this, Petraeus, as far as I'm concerned, has disgraced his uniform, his rank, and his armed services by doing this. And he did it because, for whatever reason, but in having an affair with this woman, who, by the way, besides him being married, the woman's married with kids, and it's a long-term affair. So, but now let's go on to the real reason that this should really kind of bother you. Besides this, you know, I mean, I'm just, you know, he's written off. He's done nothing different than Hillary's done. Hillary took all of her information. She kept it on a private server in her private home. And so tell me what the difference is with that. Tell me, by holding classified information on a server outside the government, outside the offices, not behind the firewalls that are there, what exactly is the difference?
What strikes me is that this person who wants to lead our country feels that established rules do not apply to her by some sort of divine right, by the right of her intelligence and her leadership ability that she perceives for herself, that the rules that apply to the rest of us do not apply to her and hers. And frankly, that scares the daylights out of me, and it should scare the daylights out of anyone. And yet they get pass after pass after pass.
Okay. That's true. They do. By the way, I just got something from Congressman LaMalfa's office. He's going to do probably closer to 8:30. He's chairing a hearing right now on the VA.
Don't pull him out of that.
Okay, be that way. Okay, Congressman, you want to do that? You know, you're chairing
you're
a hearing.
The
you're chairing
business,
a right? hearing by this, trying to fix the VA, and you want to take another 15 minutes. Okay, all right.
We'll let him go with that.
We'll do our own slip and slide right here. All right. No, you know, but you know what? Here's the thing: it's the hubris that they have, that they think they're above the unwashed, you know, filthy, you know, us, the populace. And this is what Hillary has done. She has put everything on that server. And they're just going to ride this out. And then when they said, well, let us have the server. No. Well, wait a minute.
She
says, no, I'm not going to let you have the server. But there's thousands. Well, I destroyed 30,000 emails on it. Well, and I turned over, you know, 40,000, but I destroyed. Yeah, but we need to kind of see what's on there. No, I'm not going to do that. So and then if you go after her and say, I want the server, she's going to fight, and it's going to be, oh, you people are just, it's a vast right-wing conspiracy headed up by the New York Times and MSNBC. They're just picking on me, the right-wing harlots. You know, people ask me, does this ever get to you? I went, no. You know what? If I took it serious, there's some things I take serious, like like, I really, really, I want to be there if this slip and slide takes place. I want to be there with a video camera. In fact, I'm going to hire you, Bob.
I'm going to put a GoPro camera on Francie's head when she takes her.
I'm going to hire you to sit there. And as the city council comes down the slip and slide, that water slide, I want you to do video of it because I'm going to YouTube that everywhere. I just thought I'd bring that up. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. When I say our friends, I mean it. You know, we use their services. They're just outstanding here. Any type of heating or cooling systems, over 20 years in the business, another veteran-owned business. That's right. Another veteran-owned business right here. If you've got an emergency, they're there. Get that. Get your filters clean. Have that checked before the hot weather really starts hitting. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Today, my friends, is Thursday, the 23rd of April. It's 18 after the hour of 8, 64 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Peter Pan live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. Perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets! So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I got to get the camera back up in here.
8:23 in the morning is the time. 64 degrees is the temperature, and the phone number is 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Bastiani Arms. Well, I tell you what, you're looking for that perfect firearm. Then you head on down to Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur down there. Been in the business 6 years, local guy, and gives great, great service to his customers. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms, by the way, if I haven't brought that up before. Take pride. They take pride down there. All the people that work down there are just great people. Take great pride in having everything in stock and at fair prices. Right there at Bastiani Arms. Classes on concealed carry, classes on hunting safety, all of this. Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222, 222-8222, or just head on down there. I'm heading on down there today. Just go down and say hello to John. They're due to have a little baby. Maybe you've already had it by now.
Anyway. It's where last time I was shopping for the product, I went.
It's a good place.
Found a good deal.
Okay. We talked about Sitlai. We talked about the Colt 45s. We talked about vaccinations. And also the CIA director and Hillary. I mean, Does anybody else? I mean, okay, I think we've kind of beat that horse for a little while. You want to go to no one is – the bottom line is that no one who is a good and honest citizen living and working in this community should have to put up with what many are dealing with at this time with the criminal homeless population. If you have fallen to acceptance of this fact, you're also part of the problem. I prefer to keep trying to reverse the situation. I have done nothing to deserve this crap.
That's
splendid.
Very well said.
Splendid. Splendid what you just wrote, Sonny.
If we had a post of the day award, she would be getting
You
that.
Got it. Wait a minute. Hang on. I don't do this very often. We just give you the bell ring of the day, Sonny. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, people work hard here. They don't deserve to have this stuff happen. I tell you what, I was a little surprised to see that many people. You know, I hear people talking about it at the, you know, about the library and all this stuff. Really, it kind of like washes on you, washes out, kind of like a tide. But being down there was like, wow.
Last night, I took my wife to birthday dinner.
Birthday dinner, and how was
it? At Sunset Market at New China.
Uh-huh.
We hadn't even gotten the vehicle into park when the panhandler on duty approached.
You're kidding.
Nope. Well. Down there at Sunset Market. Wow. I need 60 cents for bus fare so I can go to work tomorrow. Don't lie. He had this, and the thing that struck me was this guy had shorts that were cut up to almost a bikini.
Oh, my gosh.
Showing far too much.
For you or for Brenda?
For anybody with eyes.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And then he goes, and I said, I'm very sorry. My stock response is, I'm very sorry for your situation, but I cannot help it.
Wow.
Is my stock response to that.
Wow. Well, of course.
And it gives them nothing to respond with.
You know, I'd really like to, really would like to give you money, but I'm not. I'll give you an egg roll. You know, chicks and chaps are coming here. You know, breast cancer awareness. And deadline's May 1st. So head on down to go to your application at readingrodeo.com, chicks and chaps. And the proceeds go to local people that have local ladies who have been fighting breast cancer.
Linda looks good in her cowgirl outfit.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
And also
so does Molly.
Yeehaw. CTAP Resources Fair on April the 28th, next Tuesday. You know, this was, I was kind of ambivalent about this one until I started talking to the lady. And what this is, it's free phones. Now, these are just the phones, not the phone service.
These are not Obama phones.
These are not Obama phones. These are specialized phones for people with difficulty seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering. And I said, how do you have a phone that works for remembering? And she says, they have photos there. And they can once they see the photo, that will jog their memory for some people. If they can't see, there's like really large print, or it can talk to them. And you know, hearing of course is louder. Speaking, they've got things that can go up against their throat, or
yes,
it's
yes.
louder for them. And moving, but this is for this is for people that have physical infirmities that can help. And this is going to be the
accessibility,
resource fair. It's going to be in Churn Creek Road. It's in Park Plaza on the east side of Churn Creek. It's going to be next Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Questions? You got any questions there? Give them a call at 1-800-806-1191.
Now, I have an acquaintance who is blind who wants to be able to surf the internet. And this new Microsoft operating system coming out should be able – it has what's called a personal assistant, sort of like Siri or Google. Now, this thing is like a light year past those two. And it's going to enable him to, by voice, run a laptop and do searches on the internet and things. And people get down on technology a lot, that there's a dark side to it, yes. But also for people who have been living in – conditions where they're absolutely helpless, this gives them such freedom. Things like that, the assistive technology, and I'm all for that.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that you wouldn't want to help people. It's not like you're giving them free, phone service. You're not. You're helping them with these things. Hey, a 21st annual fundraising banquet for our Safari Club International is going to be Saturday, May the 2nd at Wind River Event Center. And I'll be there. I'm going to be emceeing this, and I'll tell you why. This is so much of the money here goes to keep lands available for hunting, for helping hunters. It's kind of it's not gun rights. It's hunting rights. It's being able to hunt out there in our free lands, on our BLM lands, and the best way of doing it also to be able to fight for the rights of hunters. It's going to be Saturday, May the 2nd at Wind River, and it's going to be at 5 o'clock. And let me tell you something. They have the finest selection of guns that I have ever seen in a fundraiser. You know, I've seen it from the California, you know, mule deer. I've seen Rocky Mountain elk. I've seen them all. And I've been to all of those things. But this has got to be the best selection. Every one of them's handpicked. There's not a bad one in the group. And if you've already got like one of those or two of those, you can always trade it off with that. So, but for more information, you can give a call to, gosh, where am I at here? 1-800-2. That's not right. Oh, you can also have, they have rooms there at Wind River too. So,
you know,
and if for that whole night, but it's a great time.
Outfits like SCI and Ducks Unlimited, they put their money where their mouth is, and they do more for wildlife conservation than all the bloomin' idiot lawyers at the Sierra Club ever thought of doing.
Really?
That's just my perception.
It's good. Okay, if you've got
to use their money, not somebody else's.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, it goes directly back into it. Hey, give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075 or Scott Borg, 221-4650. I tell you what, I've got room at my table. So, and tickets are, I think they're $90 for a couple. And here's a, so it's a good chance to go. It's $60 per person, $9 per couple. If you want to go and sit at our table, Linda and I will be there. Give me a call. And no, I'm not going to pay for it, but we'll get you out together at a table here because I want to fill up a couple tables with this thing because it's just a great time. You know, dinner, the whole thing, reception, game, silent auctions, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. the dinner followed by live auction and drawings. You're not going to find a better place. And the money goes to a good thing besides just going for hunters. It also goes to providing hunts for disabled veterans, hunts for special kids with special needs, hunting and fishing trips for kids with special needs. It provides turkeys for the Good News Rescue Mission for the, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving. And it provides a scholarship for a student right here in Reading. So all of that, all that's good stuff there at the Reading Regional Chapter 21st Annual Fundraising Banquet for Safari Club International. Trust me, I've never been on a safari to Africa. My biggest safari is trying to find squeaks up in Alturas.
I did a photo shoot thing once in Kenya. That was kind of cool.
You did a photo shoot down in San Diego. That was pretty cool.
Well, we did
sound.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Relive the glitz, glamour, and glorious music of the 70s and 80s at the Cascade Theater as the Riverfront Playhouse Capital Campaign presents Remember When Rock Was Young, the Elton John tribute starring Craig A. Meyer and the Rocket Band. A celebration of the character, costumes, and charisma of the famed pianist and singer, this fully produced show will captivate you on Thursday, May 7th. Call 243-8877 for ticket information or log on to cascadetheater.org for one unforgettable evening you'll remember when rock was young.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments, payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Thought I'd make you more than.
Get in the cruisers. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda Scott on the spot. Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. The time in the studios of KCNR 1460 is 8:34 in the morning. 64 degrees out there, maybe a possibility of thundershowers today. 605-4567 is our phone number. In fact, somebody give me a call right now and tell me what's stuck in your craw. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Did you get that pause? We got a new intern here. I give that pause because then people go, Are they
pause off? For effect.
That's right. Are they off the air again? No, it's a pause for effect. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there, man's last stronghold, a veteran-owned business. Are we seeing a pattern here? A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. A great place to get your haircuts, like the Cheers of barbershops. I love it in there. Bob loves it in there. When you get a haircut sometime, you can like it in there too. You know, our new intern's got hair down to, below his ears. But you can get your beard trimmed there too. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right up the street from Classic Cafe, which is another spectacular place to go to if you like good food. And
love the girls.
And you like a hug. If you haven't had a hug lately, you know, your wife's mad at you or something like that, just head on down to Classic Cafe because Millie and Kathy will hug you. Will hug you and then feed you. It's kind of like going home. It is. It's kind of like going home, isn't it, Bob?
Favorite aunts.
Hey, there you go. Hey, look, the campgrounds are closing in some of these areas. Have you seen that? On the Hat Creek. Business owners dependent on campers who come to Hat Creek to fish and recreate in the spring and summer. They're really upset that some of these campgrounds are going to be closed.
This is state campgrounds?
Yeah, he said at Old Station, JJ's Cafe in Old Station. Said he just learned Sunday that four of the six U.S. Forest Service campgrounds U.S. Forest Service will not be open for Saturday's California Stream Fishing Opener. And he does most of his business from late April to September. And he does 20 times the business on a weekend in July than he does on January. Well, can we wonder why about that? Cold and snow. Anyway, so the reason they're closing the Hat Creek, 72 sites, Cave Area, 46 sites, Bridge, 25 sites, and Hahn, 6 sites. Campgrounds are closed due to storm damage, and no opening date is given. It's just, that was the storms in February.
And there's been – okay, so we closed the campsites and opened the border.
Big Pine and Rocky are open. Anyway, he said they're diverting people to other campgrounds, but Big Pine and Rocky offer only a fraction of the available campsites. Okay, so we've just managed to put somebody else in deep trouble. I think JJ's and all these other businesses up there. That's not going to be good up there.
We have no timber industry. We have no ranching. We have no agriculture. We had tourism.
What are these sounds you're making?
Well, they're just there's some bureaucrat checking off every source of income we have up here.
Okay. No, not all of them. We still have the potential to make in huge dollars this summer on slip and slide. Slip and slide, the water slide. on July the 18th, which is being proposed. And I'm not even going to tell you what somebody just said to me outside there because I cannot even use those words. This is a well-known personage in our area who just said, you know, anyway, I said, I came back, I'm a Marine, I've got 30 plus years in there and all this other stuff. My ears were bleeding when I walked back in. I mean, it was something else. But this, you know, and I'm not going to get all the way back into this because Rocky Slaughter was on yesterday, and I advise everybody to listen to it because Rocky's got some good ideas, okay? He wants to bring the effect, you know, wants to bring the drought, you know, in your face and how to handle it. Well, I tell you what, more comments on drought and water have been in the last week than you've heard in the last 2 months. You know what? And I'm going to throw this open to our guest who just got on the phone here, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks a lot, Congressman, for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Carl. I hear you talking about drought there a little bit, which is highly appropriate and
right.
Way under action on around here, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I guess that Congress, I just saw someplace that y'all are working on like four bills to, you know, trying to push them through that address drought.
Yeah. At the meantime, we have the state doing things to undermine whatever we may accomplish back here. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that they can have two different pulses, they call them, that we're going to help six fish or 29 fish go downstream. I mean, they managed to go downstream pretty well on their own, but my understanding is it's 27 or 28,000 acre feet in those two different pulses to get them out to the Delta. I mean, are they insane at Bureau for somehow thinking their interpretation of the Endangered Species Act says, oh, we have to do this to maintain the fisheries. And then you ask them more questions and you get the usual government relations non-answers.
Well, you know what I've been seeing lately? I mean, the editorials from a number of places, it says it's time for Governor Brown to give up on this twin tunnel thing. And that to use that money to try and do things to save water instead of using the tunnels to, you know, to blow it out to
the
ocean.
Well, the tunnel is a water-related thing at least, and that's where Southern California and even Central California is seeking that. So in that sense, I can see why that is their interest. But this silly idea of continuing to pursue the high-speed rail with money we don't have, you know, money's still a problem. The federal government, we're pushing an $18.17 trillion national debt. California is running on phony numbers, and thanks to the tax increases there, maybe they're not as bad as they were, but the tax increases also chase jobs and opportunity out of the state to keep piling it on. So we need to get real about the infrastructure that's going to be needed to add to the water supply. We're not going to conserve our way out of it. We're not going to give fish pulses. I mean, you know, water districts just in my area where we have pretty darn good water rights in Northern California, ones that I'm in have been cut 50%. From the state water allocation, which, you know, hey, we expect it, and others farther west have 0% allocation. That's in Northern California, 0%, and they can do that. I mean, that's an insult to anybody that eats.
Well, you know, I just saw an article that talked about, you know, problems. That, you know, one of it is, of course, politicians and environmentalists, and the other is that so much water goes to agriculture. That, you know, because of water rights and the antiquated laws, that if you don't use it, you lose it, type of thing. The Democrats, well, whoever the politician would be, the Democrats down in Sacramento, nothing's being done.
Well, if you don't want to be partisan, just say it's the urban politicians that seem to be in the grips of the environmental movements that are. Mm-hmm. And this is what's coming home to roost, Carl. It's finally, I mean, how long have I been preaching it down on your show and up and down, you know, our district and trying to push that message out wider when I on C-SPAN or other statewide or national media on the need to get ahead of the curve or at least catch up to the curve on water supply and how you get there. Well, it's finally becoming painfully evident to everybody that this environmental misinterpretation or just flat out scam is what's put us here.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, the lack of rain is nature, but the lack of retaining what we do have is a man-made problem.
Well, of course, we're talking Sykes Reservoir and others. I mean, I'm starting to see that in Southern California.
Sykes Reservoir, Raising Shasta, if that ends up being a good viable option, if it's Temperance Flat, if it's raising other projects, if it's building desal plants, if it's building the power plants to operate desal plants, since their biggest input cost is high electricity. If you got reasonable energy prices from natural gas or whatever to run those desal plants, let's throw it all on the table, because it's going to take the whole matrix to do it. Desal won't do it by itself. One or two dams may not by itself. So it's you know,
let's do it all.
These good conservation practices in the past and recycling. It's all of it. You know, all we ever hear when I sit in this Natural Resources Committee where I just came from, we were actually talking forestry, forest fire. Bad forestry practices contribute to drought because the trees are way over inventory per acre, thereby taking up the groundwater. The trees are weaker. There's less groundwater for others that use that water supply. And they're even trying to point to makes the streams run a little drier because the snowpack doesn't hit the ground, it dissipates. I mean, there's all these factors there that if we study the heck out of everything, we have to study to death a salvage timber operation after a fire with the NEPA plan every time, like it's some kind of new thing we've never done before. But we aren't using this good information that we know and are intuitively to do the water supply and the different water conservation or stretching measures we could be doing. It's absurd, and I'm glad that people are finally waking up to it. And unfortunately, it takes a gripping crisis like this is to get them to wake up in the Bay Area and L.A.
Hey, you know, this is something I wish you could have heard yesterday. And, Bob, I got you on because it's Jim Milestone, right?
Yeah, from Whiskeytown Park.
He is the supervisor of Whiskeytown Park. This man is all over thinning out the forest. And for a variety of reasons, one of them was water.
I was just chairing the Natural Resources Committee, a subcommittee on public lands, a little while ago. It actually almost sounds like there's a consensus, Democrats or Republicans, that the forests aren't being managed well.
Well, I tell you, this guy, you would have loved this
water,
guy.
But you know, I mean, a couple still are attending the, you know, preaching the disciples of the Church of Climate Change were still in there doing their thing, but. Even then, hey, let's say we have climate change, which we do, through the eons we do, whatever you want to call it, then why aren't you taking steps, if you have these conditions, no matter how they got here, to have the inventory, the forest, or the supply management of water be such that reflects whatever your climate is?
Well, I think that's a good idea. You know, no matter what causes it, let's work together to fight it.
Find some mitigation, yeah.
Right. Okay. Hey, Congressman, we need to take a quick break here. When we come back, I got a guy on the line with a question, but the other thing I want to talk about is your hearings today on the VA, because I know we're cut back on time. But what's going on?
Yesterday afternoon was like a five-hour deal. So, yeah.
Okay. I'd really like to hear what happened after that, because I know that you're trying to fix the problems we're having out here, or they're having all the United States. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mississippi moon won't you keep on shining on me?
Black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon won't you keep on shining?
A 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. That's Redding Kia with cool April deals all month long.
Like 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in Kia lease cash on the all-new 2015 Kia Sedona. It completely redefines family transportation from top to bottom. Rated number one by Motor Trend March 2015.
Get cool April deals with super low financing on all-new Sorentos, Optimas, Sportages, Fortes, and Rios, too.
It's a great time to own a new Kia during Redding Kia's cool April deal sale. Redding Kia, where you always get more for your trade-in.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% finance and lease cash offers on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Sale ends May 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Vistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at vistarbank.com. Vistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's 64 degrees out there, and the time is 8:47 in the morning. We have Congressman Doug LaMalfa with us. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for being with us. And we've got let's go to the phones. Quickly, we have just a few minutes. I want to talk veterans, but what's your questions, Charles?
Yes. Earlier this week, the Fast Track was introduced in the Senate, and this is a bill, of course, to give Obama full faith and credit to sneak whatever he wants to sneak into, you know, so-called trade treaties that have little or nothing to do with trade, things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership document. And
you want to know what
things been started in the Senate? Is anything going on in the House to either stop it or gut it or do whatever with it?
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. Congressman?
There's a TPA and TPP talks on both sides, in both houses here, and I've got people talking to me about supporting them, and there is ways to support it here, but I'm not terribly interested in fast-tracking the president to have such wide authority without congressional input on what agreement he comes up with. It's very important that we have maintain the integrity of the U.S.'s position in this, and we don't do well on trade a lot anyway. We've got a huge trade deficit, and that doesn't help our economy, doesn't help our jobs. So I'm not going to hurry into anything that gives the president broad authority.
More powers? Which reminds me is this thing with Iran, and before we get into the VA, but just real quick, Congressman, this Iranian treaty, it seems like he's, you know, that is there anything beneficial out of this?
Of the what? I didn't hear you.
Of his treaty with the Iranians on the nukes.
I don't see anything good coming out of that. I mean, me and my colleagues just like, why aren't we continuing with sanctions that hurt, that get it down to a blockade level here? We've opened the door by frittering another extra year for them to run their centrifuges, and, you know, the Russians are making deals with them now on the defense missiles there that would stop. The foreign policy of the administration is just completely unraveled, and I think, you know, the 47 senators and the letter they sent to say, hey, Iran, you know, whatever deal you might cut today may not be good for the next president. You're not going to get any help out of this Congress. So, and they're laughing at us anyway with what's already been given away by the administration and, you know, Secretary Kerry.
I would beg to differ with you on one thing. When you said a foreign policy, I frankly don't believe we have a foreign policy, and I can point to 50 reasons why I don't believe that. Anyway, Congressman, yesterday.
Well, okay, I mean, you're probably right on that. We have one that's probably
what is it?
To be destructive.
What is the foreign policy? I mean, and this is way too long because I really want to get into the veteran side, but frankly, this kind of really bothers me because I have a grandson that I think is going to be fighting someplace in the Middle East in another 10 years when he's old enough.
Yeah, we could get out there on conjecture and saying what is the foreign policy, but it doesn't look like a pro-America one, and we probably should just leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Yesterday, you co-chaired this whole
I was a guest on the Veterans Affairs Committee there, where we had were coming full circle on the Office of Inspector General's review or inquiries that were done for 16 days last year in Oakland's regional office, which Oakland is important to us because that's the regional office that covers most of Northern California, I think from Fresno up, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, when veterans need to get their claims processed, you know, they'll put in an informal claim. You can scratch it out on a napkin, you know, and just get your name in line on there. Then they send you the formal forms that you get your formal claim going. Anyway, we know about the hidden 13,000 claims. And so this hearing yesterday with the full committee, Chairman Miller was very gracious to allow me to sit in on that and ask a bunch of questions, was
part of the culmination of that review there. So we had Office Inspector General, we had whistleblowers from Philadelphia, that office as well, and a little lady from our Oakland office here who we've worked with. And if you want to keep somebody in your prayers, we would do that for Miss Rusty there, who's been kind of ill during this trip. I think the stress.
Oh yeah, I heard that. She's one of the ones that said, "Hey, there's some really bad things going on here to our veterans."
She's been a champion on this. I call her our whistleblower angel on this thing, because if you want to see somebody that has really put it on the line to try and help veterans get through the basically the list of nonsense that they put up down there to get anything done, and they're still glossing over that. I asked the director down there, you know, about the cases. We've heard three different stories that they didn't exist when we visited the office last June after the new director came in. Second, they were a creation of disgruntled employees that had left or whatever, or been fired or run out of there actually. Or another one is that they were just copies of claims that were kept in a different file inadvertently. And so we hear all these different stories. We finally get down to the Office Inspector General of the VA. Couldn't find them. They couldn't turn them up. And so yesterday was a chance to question them. I'll give you the takeaway on this, because they do a lot of deflecting. You don't get straight answers, I believe. I asked Office Inspector General, we believe we have two different people that have the Excel file in the computer of all 13,000 of those that have been missing so far, or a moving target. And these are the ones, because I want to be able to pull from those at least a random sample and see, did those 13,184 veterans get their cases solved? Did they get the benefit that they should be getting at the level they should be getting? Once we can do that, I asked for that commitment for that, and Ms. Holliday said yes, we will pursue that. We gave them the names of the people that we think have them, and so that's that. And then of the director of Oakland, Ms. Boer, I'd hope for better, but anyway, she during the committee said, "Well, I welcome the whistleblowers. I welcome that they're trying to look out." Like, okay, well, we'll hold you up. We'll hold you to that talk there. And so I asked, will you protect the whistleblowers as they come forward, either the ones that exist that we know of now or others that want to come forward that we know of, too, if they can have some kind of protection? She committed in public that, yes, she will work to protect and to respect what it is they're bringing forward. So if there's a byproduct yesterday from what I was working on anyway, but we had a lot of great input from my colleagues on there, too, talking about Oakland as well as Philadelphia. So, you know, it's another step forward. I also asked Office Inspector General, like, they had a pretty brief report on their 16 days of findings, which really just scratched the surface. They were kind of focused on just the missing files and some of that. But there's some bigger systemic problems with the attitudes, how people are treated down there by floor managers and directors and all that. So I asked them, keep digging. And so they committed they will keep looking and use some of that other testimony that wasn't really part of this particular phase of report. So, you know, it's another step. Bureaucracies, but, if I've learned anything in spades about this, is they don't care if it's a member of Congress or a committee that's asking them questions. They will deflect and flim-flam and all that. So you have to box them in and corner them in order to get things out of them.
Yeah,
you get redacted. You get redacted files and forums and things like that, and you just have to stay on top of. For a member of Congress to have to file Freedom of Information Act to get answers out of these people, you know, I don't think I'm a big deal or a big shot. I do have an important title, but I'm representing 700,000 plus people as their voice. You're saying no to 700,000 plus people who duly elected their representatives to go do this job for them when they're doing this. Flim-flam stuff on us like that. So I'm offended, not just for me, but for all the people I represent that are interested in getting this done. Hey, and their attitude is really bad when they do that.
And Congressman, I just read where they're saying is that the delay, you know, where it's over that 30-day mark and all this, that there hasn't been a bit, there's not been a big change in that. They're still running over 30 days, over 60 days, over 90 days.
Well, you know, when I asked and didn't really get a straight answer, it's like, you know, a file, informal claim comes in, becomes a formal claim. But they deflect them into different files of like a communication file or a some special status file. So they can check the box and say
that they saw it.
They've processed it. So I asked them, like, what does process really mean? I asked a whistleblower that. Process, does that look to you like a veteran who has actually had their case solved and handled and they know what their thing is, or is it just that it's been shuffled off and it might be in any file or maybe sent to Washington, D.C. to a appeal board for an additional 3 years? That doesn't sound like a finished case. So, hey, I got to go vote on the floor for a minute.
So do we.
You guys need to do a commercial?
Well, you know what? We're going to turn you loose, but I just want to tell you, back in the military, it was called action passed is action taken. So remember that one.
Action passed?
Is action taken. In other words, somebody hands you a piece of paper, you give it to somebody else, you've done your job. So,
oh, yeah, and that obviously isn't good enough for a veteran. You know, we had the letters from people writing in. It breaks your heart, man. You can just see it. It's written on flowery stationery. A little lady wrote, I'm writing to the VA for help because I know because my husband served in the Battle of the Bulge that you'll take care of me. She didn't hear for several years from the VA.
Jeez.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, people of that generation actually have faith in their government, and they believe that they're supposed to abide by the law, and if an officer shows up and says, do this, do that, like, well, you just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. These days, I mean, you know, I'm used to be the hippies that had the question authority stickers on their rear bumper, and that's up to us now because authority doesn't seem to care about the citizens.
Well, we are the hippies now. So, hey, Congressman, go out and vote. Vote great, and we'll be seeing you. I know, I'm sure, soon, because a lot of things are happening, including the big pancake breakfast that's coming.
Oh, yeah, we've been at Thunder Gulch or whatever.
Yeah, Thunder Gulch here. All right. Take care,
hope
Congressman.
To see you that. And anyways, thanks for having me on. And there's a million things we could talk about, but
we'll catch you next time.
Believe us, we're dug in on budgets coming up here, and different things that are affecting military. And I'm for the idea that we're not going to cut military at all because our readiness is important. Anyway, I'll let you go. I got to vote. I got 43 seconds.
Okay, head on. All right, take off, Congressman. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to be back tomorrow with a lot of things going on tomorrow too. We're going to talk drought with somebody from UC Davis. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Deepest apologies to the families.
President Obama apologizing for a U.S. counterterrorism mission that mistakenly killed an American hostage of Al-Qaeda and an Italian captive. SRN News military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, notes the tragedy occurred some time ago.
The president was right, I believe, to acknowledge that. It did take, though, almost 3 months in acknowledging what up to now had been a classified operation.
Mr. Obama says Al-Qaeda leaders also died in the attack. One was American Ahmed Farouk. Another American, infamous Al-Qaeda spokesman Adam Gadan, died in a separate drone attack. There's word today that Michael Brown's parents have filed a lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri. This over the fatal shooting of their son.